Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, and welcome to another great episode. Thanks for joining us at the table today. I'm your host, Dames.
And with me, Saul.
Where's Niz?
Niz, where are you? Where are you?
Hi guys, and welcome back to another great episode. So, from the intro, I'm sure you've gathered what this episode's all about. So, our regular listeners might have noticed that a certain somebody by the name of Niz Nia has not been around for the last few episodes. So, we're trying to get to the bottom of where's Niz, hence the title of the episode, because he has been MIA.
And the meaning of that is missing in action.
Yeah. So this is, have you ever seen that or read the book, that Where's Wally? So,
I know about it, but I've never read it.
Never? That's cute. The guy with the glasses and the beanie hat.
I know about it. Like I said, I've never personally read it.
Right. Okay. Well, there's these books and you have to just find out where Wally is, and he's like in a cloud of loads of commotion going on and he's hidden in plain sight and you've just got to try and pinpoint him. It's kind of what we're trying to do today with Niz Nia because he's not been around. So, any ideas where he could be?
Where in the world is Niz?
Aha, but is he even in the world? Because, from what I heard, he's actually an illegal alien. And I'm not talking about illegal alien, as in the USA, when you don't have your documents. I'm talking about an actual illegal alien from outer space. Because I don't think Niz was human.
Illegal alien. Do you mean something like E.T.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly. I don't think he was human. In fact, I know he wasn't. He was actually from... Didn't he once mention the planet he was from? So... He was from planet...
Uranus.
Yeah, I think he was from Uranus. I don't think he's gone back to that one. He's gone back to a different one. But yeah, I think he just... travels space, conquering different galaxies. He's actually an evil warlord. And Niz isn't his real name. It's Nizrullah Alababa Shagbang Bang Bang Bang.
To be honest, I think his real name was A-In Zin.
Ayn Zin, and how'd you figure that?
I think that's his name spelt backwards.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I think you got a point there, Sol.
Usually when people spell their names and they don't want to be known, they tend to spell it backwards.
Yeah, so you think he's out of space right now, conquering other planets. The evil warlord that he is.
Maybe, yep.
I always knew that man was a evil genius. I've said it, haven't I?
A man?
Well, illegal alien.
Yeah. Dims?
Yeah?
Do you remember our first trailer episode?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Tooth. It was a trailer, not the actual episode.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you dropped the phone?
Oh, yeah.
And hit the mic?
Yeah, made a loud bang, loud noise.
No, it wasn't about the phone. It was about his hands. Did you not see how slippery they were?
Oh, yeah. That's come to think of it, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, and these are the signs we should have spotted at the beginning. So, yeah, obviously, due to those reasons, there was many other aspects, there were many other signs, but we can't really get into that because it could become a bit derogatory. But yeah, because of that, we didn't really have a choice on the matter and we had to get rid of him because his plans, as I've seen, were to take over the planet Earth and kill all of you lovely listeners out there. And I couldn't let that happen to you. So Niz had to go.
Or, do you think we just got rid of him because he was rubbish at his job? I mean, he kept forgetting when to record, when to stop recording, kept messing up his lines.
Maybe he hated his job?
Yeah, I think he might have hated us as well.
But possibility.
Yeah, he's always coming up late, showing up late. Sometimes he never turned up.
He really hated his jamri.
Probably. Jamri meaning skin?
Skin, yes.
You trying to say? He was a coconut?
No. I'm trying to say he didn't like who he was, maybe.
I think he was down with DDL. I think he was undercover, actually. I don't think he was an alien at all. I think he was just undercover.
Possibility. That's a good theory. I've never thought of that.
Didn't you tell me he had pictures of Nigel Farage on his phone?
Yeah, I think so. He did. He had a screensaver on his phone.
Of who? Farage?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And he also had another logo at the back.
What was
BF.
That? BF?
Yeah.
What's that? Best Friends?
No, Britain what? First.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I suspect he was a undercover EDL. He might even be the head of
potentially, EDL, yeah.
For could all be. We know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just gone back to his real job.
Potentially, yeah. You never know.
EDL. I'm sure I heard him say that a few times in the studio before I walked in. And Niz, what are you saying? And then what do you say? He would change it. He would be like, no, I wasn't saying that. I was saying a...
It was just saying a chant or something. He was saying
he'd cover it up and say, I wasn't saying that. I was actually saying some Islamic stuff or something. He would just lie. He would just cover it up.
I don't know. I don't know what he was saying. I couldn't make it out, to be honest with you.
It's that undercover talk.
Yeah. Actually, I think he was an undercover secret agent from, you're not going to believe this.
Go on.
Mother Russia.
Hey, he looked a bit like a Russian, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Built like a tank.
Yeah, I think you're right. It could have been. What makes you say that, though?
Because he was always talking about Sputnik. And I'm thinking... Sputnik? I'm sure we only have AstraZeneca and Pfizer here.
Oh,
why does he keep talking about Sputnik for? Oh, and he was really pushing that agenda. Because you need to get Sputnik.
Talking about the Russian vaccine, are you?
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. The COVID vaccine.
the COVID, right? Okay. Yeah. Is that what he was injecting himself with?
I think that's not the only thing he was injected with.
Is that a lot of injections in him? I don't know. He had all sorts. Interesting. Okay, so what do you think his secret mission was then?
Maybe potentially take down every single podcast.
What? In the whole world?
Maybe. And why did he name it No Such Nonsense? It was his idea to begin with, don't you remember? And we agreed?
Yeah.
So maybe that was a code word.
Maybe.
NSN. What Could does it be. Mean? What does it actually mean?
I don't know. Only he would know. He used to always carry that secret briefcase with him, didn't he? The big black briefcase with secret documents in there and all sorts of code words.
Yeah, that reminds me. He had NSN on it as well.
So that's code for something.
Yeah, most definitely.
So he's trying to take down the whole podcast of the world, starting with us. No Such Nonsense. So he had to go.
Yes, most definitely.
Or maybe he got arrested.
What for?
Well, you know, he used to always talk about funny stuff.
What funny stuff?
Well, he mentioned stuff like the J.
Yeah. I remember now. Yeah. The J.
Had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he tried to back it up and say, oh, you know, I'm just having a laugh.
Yeah. Talked about, I mean, he tried to explain what it was, but
yeah,
we talk about the T's with the wrists.
Yeah, I remember that,
You know, the wrists. And then,
yeah,
I mean, for all we know, he could right now be in G-Bay.
Yeah, most potentially. Not eBay, obviously, we're talking about.
Not
talking
eBay, about no. G for golf. The golf bay.
Yeah.
Where you get a lovely red, or is it orange, jumpsuit. So you get your 5-star hotels.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get your 2 stars, your 3, 4, you get your 1 stars. That's minus 5,000 stars, basically. Could be there for all we know.
Well, could be. We don't know, actually. Because we've not heard, or he hasn't written to us, so we don't know.
It's just disappeared.
Yes.
Maybe it was a ghost.
A ghost?
Yeah.
I'm going to look over my shoulder and see if I'm okay, because he might be right behind you.
They do exist, Sol. You do know that, don't you? The unseen kind.
Okay, if you say so.
Don't get scared. Do you remember sometimes in studio, he'd be there 1 second, we'd turn around and he'd not be there anymore?
Yeah. When he's left, there's another object in his position.
Yeah, it's a lot of... It's all creepy stuff. Yeah, there's a lot of creepy... Yeah, he's talk about nails on a chalkboard in one of the episodes and stuff.
Oh yeah, I remember that, yeah.
He used to make these weird screeching sounds.
Like.
He used to eat spiders and all sorts of creepy crawlies.
Dims, stop it. You're scaring me now. That brings me memories of what he used to do. Curling his fingers up, his feet. Oh, just think about it. Gives me the creeps.
Don't worry, Sol. I've got my phone here.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Okay, speaking of phone calls, the real reason he left the show was because he got a phone call once.
What happened?
basically, his missus found out that he's doing a podcast. And then she was like, me too. I'm doing one. And he was like, forget that. And he left the show.
So he left the show because of his wife?
Because she wants to make a podcast.
On what?
No idea. Probably cooking. Only joking. That's not what really happened. Yeah, no, it wasn't his wife's fault. I think it might have been our fault.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think we did give him too much of a workload.
Not only that, my roots go back to Pakistan. And where do your roots go back to, Saul?
India.
What about Niz's roots?
Oh, yeah. Kashmir.
So he was always stuck in the middle.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
He kept kicking off.
Yeah.
And he wanted independence from us.
Most definitely. So that's why he...
He left. Sod you guys. I'm going to start my own podcast.
Yeah, that's it.
So watch out for Niz's new podcast called Azad Niz. Get it? Azad, like Azad Kashmir.
Yeah.
Should be coming out anytime soon.
Yeah, that would make sense because being stuck in the middle sometimes doesn't help. Being pulled by both sides, for example, I, India, and you, Pakistan, he's been pushed to each side. He doesn't know which way to go. Should I go left? Should I go right?
So he went his own way?
Yep.
Left.
Now that I think about it, he was a great guy. But you and him were a bit close, weren't you?
Yeah.
When he left, that must have upset you.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you crying there?
No.
Do you want a tissue? Should I get one for you?
No.
There you go.
I'm fine.
There. You feel much better, don't you? So, Dims, when was the last time you spoke to him?
Oh, it's been a very, very long time.
So what did you actually do?
What? Well, what? You know, nothing. No, you know, just nothing.
You're being sketchy there. What did you do?
What, like, just, you know, just...
Come on,
you know.
Out with it. No need
to... All right, okay. I deleted his number. I blocked him on my social media. And, that's it. I just never spoke to him again. What do you want? I was upset. I was angry. He left the show without even telling us.
I knew it.
Well, what do you want? I mean, he left the show without telling us.
Yeah, you do have a point there. So, yeah, makes sense.
Sell out.
But not blocking him and right, deleting his number.
Right, fine. I won't block him on all our social. There you go, happy Niz. Actually, Saul, I've just been thinking. I've just thought of something.
Go on.
What if he's not actually left the show? What if he's actually just ill?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if you've not noticed, Saul, but there seems to be a disease going round called CVID.
Chickenpox.
No, the other one. The one that can, I don't know, the one the whole world shut down for, that one.
Oh, okay, I know what you mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, I get you now.
He could have that.
Potentially,
could just,
yeah.
Could just be ill.
Yeah.
We're thinking all these things about him.
Yeah, true. Should have got back to us.
I mean, he was coughing quite a lot last time we spoke to him, don't you remember? In the last session.
Yeah, I remember
loads.
That now, yes.
Yeah,
think we should get ourselves checked out as well.
Good point. You got a lateral flow test here. We'll do it before we leave the studio.
Yep, most definitely. Did you actually notice that he was sweating a lot?
Yeah. He's breathing heavy as well.
Yeah, but there's something else I noticed as well.
Go on.
He was farting a lot as well, flagellating.
Is that a symptom? I didn't know that was a symptom. That's just a bad diet.
I think he was having the beans the day before. That didn't help either.
Maybe, yeah. Could be that. Farting's not a symptom of COVID, is it?
Not that I know of. It's just something that I think he did quite regularly or quite frequently.
Next day, probably just bad diet.
Potentially. Or maybe eating beans a lot.
Maybe, yeah. Just a gassy person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if he is really ill, then I guess we should wish him a speedy recovery, shouldn't we? Get well soon, Niz.
Most definitely. Get well soon, Niz. And stop eating those beans.
Yeah, maybe a change of diet, some exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and drink loads of water.
And plenty of fluids. Keep yourself hydrated and look after yourself if you are illness. Take care.
Get well soon.
Get well soon.
Yeah. That's if you're not faking it.
Maybe he was, yes.
Hold on, Sol. Just had an idea.
Okay.
What if he's got another job?
Potentially, yes.
Yeah, do you remember last time, the only time you saw him when he was like typing up a CV or something, when he's like sweating and fighting all over the place?
Yeah, I do recall that, yes. He had a few as well. And he was trying to darken the screen.
Trying to cover it up, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
So he was applying for another job whilst he was working here?
Yeah, you know, that wouldn't surprise me, to be honest with you. Because he did mention he had a lot of certificates.
Degrees.
Yeah.
He's very educated. Yeah, he's got he's very knowledgeable. Remember all the history he used to tell us?
Yeah. I think that could be potentially one of the jobs. Yeah, he might have one went out and did some great historians. Maybe that's what he was trying to get into.
So he had a degree in history?
Yeah, I'm assuming so, because he knew a lot of history. He always spoke a lot about history in most of his episodes.
I think he had an arts degree as well. Science?
I know he had history.
He had loads.
I'm not sure about art. Well, I know he had loads, yes.
So he went and got another job?
I would say so. He might have not got in touch with us.
Probably paid him more than we pay him.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're only paying peanuts.
So definitely.
If you're listening, guys, if anyone wants Niz's job, please write in. Go to our website and title the email, what Niz's job. Just be aware, though, we're only paying peanuts. Literally peanuts. You'll get a bag of peanuts at the end of the week. And that's how you survive. So if you're interested, hit us up. Go to nosuchnonsense.com and hit us up on the emails. We'll have a new co-host by next week, hopefully. Yeah, I think we should replace him now. We should look at replacing him.
Yep, I agree.
Well, Niz, if you have got a new job, good luck.
Yeah, Niz, good luck in not earning peanuts anymore. And for everyone else, for the listeners, vacancies available to everyone. And don't forget, you'll be earning peanuts just like Niz.
Just like us.
And us, yes.
Come and join the crew.
The NSN crew.
And that, folks, brings us to the end of the show, the end of this episode, and the end of our conspiracy theories on Niz. Truth be told, we're still great friends. I spoke to him last week, actually. We still see each other. Reason you're not seeing Niz around anymore is because he's decided to move on to other ventures. He may be back sometime in the future. He may not. Either way, we are NSN. Wish him all the best in future ventures. And if he ever wants to come back, he knows the doors of NSN are always open for him. Anything you want to add, Sol?
Yeah, I do see him around when I go shopping. So, yeah, he does seem to be well, obviously. He does seem to be enjoying himself. So, like you said, wish him all the best for his future ventures. And whenever he wants to come back, doors are always open. And if he needs anything, we'll always be willing to give him a helping hand as well. So he's always part of the NSN crew, just like you and I.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, until we replace him. Lol. But
yeah, until we replace him.
Until one of you guys get lucky enough to take his spot. Basically, we just wanted to do a quick episode just to let you guys know the current situation and why Niz has been missing in the last few episodes. He won't be with us, definitely not in the foreseeable future, unless he decides to come back. But until then, it'll just be me and Sol. But guess what, guys? The show must go on, and so it shall.
So just like Dim said, the show must go on with or without Niz. And that's usually what they tend to say. And like the old opera saying says, the show doesn't end until the fat lady sings. Is it? I'm not sure. But anyway, and as I haven't heard the fat lady sing, me and Dims have to crack on with the show. Well, hope you've enjoyed this segment. Join us at the table for another great episode. See you again. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.